baseball is coming up tonight. As soon as we're done, 6 o'clock, Brian Smoller will have pregame coverage, K-State and Baylor in Waco. I'll throw this out there just for those unaware of what the situation is for K-State going into this weekend series. They're playing 3 against Baylor. Oklahoma State is playing 3 against Oklahoma. The Cowboys are a half game ahead of K-State in the Big 12 standings right now because they had one game washed out because of weather that is not going to be made up. So in some ways you could view that as an advantage for Oklahoma State. Had they lost that game, they'd be tied right now with K-State. So what needs to happen is Wildcats have to win one more game than Baylor this weekend. Pretty simple there. If K-State wins one, Baylor gets – or one more game than Oklahoma State. If K-State wins one, Oklahoma State gets swept, then the Cats are going to Oklahoma City. If K-State wins two, Oklahoma State wins one, K-State's going to Oklahoma City. If K-State wins three, Oklahoma State wins two, you get the picture. So that is the situation for the Wildcats. They've been – so close, and so many of these Big 12 losses feels a lot like last year. A ton of very close losses, as was the case last weekend with the first two against Kansas. Baylor is a pretty solid outfit this year. It will be fairly difficult, but Oklahoma State is in free fall mode, and Oklahoma is another team definitely with a pulse. So we'll see what transpires. Bottom line is K-State just needs to go out and win some games, and it starts tonight. All right, the latest Baylor update, just horrible details in the latest accusation. It's a former Baylor volleyball player alleging she was gang raped by as many as 8 Baylor football players in an off-campus apartment. She was more or less advocating that this was a, not advocating, but mentioning that this was a system of hazing, basically. It was like a hazing, bonding thing, whatever you want to call it, for Baylor football players, which is pretty terrible. Am I missing anything about the latest allegations? Something about dogfighting mixed in there, too,
well,
which we know from the Ish Zamora case from last year. He was a guy who had issues with that, beating up a dog. I mean, we've seen some of this as well with the Baylor players.
Some of the gang rapes in question were reportedly recorded and distributed around to other members of the football team as well. So there's
there was
supposedly
video
some video evidence. Yeah, some dog fighting working its way into this as well. So just horrible. And again, I mean, just kind of waiting to see if the NCAA or Big 12 is going to actually do something out of all this. But if most of or all of these allegations are proven to be true, going back to the ones that we already knew about, this would be a situation where you would say, why do you have the death penalty around if you're not going to use it for this kind of thing, I think is a good way of phrasing it, because it certainly displays what the NCAA views as its most serious transgression, which is lack of institutional control.
Well, the two things I've heard you mention are, yes, the death penalty, but also kicking them out of the Big 12. Which are you advocating more for?
For me, I would have them not play football for a couple of years before I would kick them out of the Big 12.
Well, see, where are you coming up with a couple years? I mean, the death penalty has been SMU, you're done for a year, which set them back for decades. If you start setting them back multiple years, I mean, you're really talking about never coming back.
Okay, I mean, fine. If you told me right now, or if you offered that to me, I would say, all right, a year without football for Baylor. But on the back end of that, you're gonna need some real serious scholarship limitations and practice limitations and other things like that. I mean, I think that this is something that they should have to deal with for more than just wiping the slate clean for 365 days, just because of everything that went on. And
I mean, again, I don't mean to be the guy sticking
the extent
up for
of the
Baylor
time period.
Well, I'm not trying to support what Baylor's done or really stick up, quote-unquote, for Baylor here. But if you, I mean, watch the SMU 30 for 30 documentary, a year without football, that does lead to repercussions that stick with you for decades. You don't need to then go over the top and enforce other things. There are going to be enough problems there from taking a year off of football and everything that comes with that, the fallout that comes from that, that would not require extra sanctions.
The idea with the Big 12 membership thing came from, you know, I just...
I'm talking about, you're saying scholarship limitations and whatever, even after they come back. A year off, will be enough for them to continue to deal with. It's not like it will pick up right where it left off 2 years from now.
I'll concede that.
So I just – you don't need to – unless you want to completely make them get rid of their program. Like I would say there's no real middle ground.
The
take them away
here,
for a year, or just say, hey, you guys are never playing football again, because if you're going to start messing around with a year off and then we're going to throw some other penalties on top of it, I mean they're never going to have any chance.
Well, the – first and foremost, before you even get to the death penalty aspect, is the two Big 12 trophies that are sitting in their trophy case have got to go. I mean, they have got to vacate those Big 12 championships, because those were won with potentially dozens of players that should have been in prison before they should have been on a football field. So I think that that's really important. But the problem for me, what really just makes it even more cringeworthy for me, is the fact that they just built this new stadium. And that stadium was built by this scandal. I mean, the winning – what happens is that stadium was built because they were winning, and they were winning because this stuff was going on. And that is just always going to be there as a symbol of what – you know, of how they built that program. And, no, you're not going to go tear the stadium down, but it feels like anything else is serviceable punishment just because you have that monument there toward all these horrible things.
Well, I would just come back and say, if you take away football for a year, all the problems they're going to deal with, I mean, that thing is going to be an empty monument that's there, and that is quite a bit of punishment to have this beautiful, beautiful stadium, and it is. I've been there a few times. It's great, but if that's sitting there empty,
yeah,
that's going to be depressing for them to deal with. I just – the other thing I struggle with, if you're talking about giving Baylor the death penalty, kicking him out of the conference, is a precedent thing. And what I'm going to bring up here is Penn State did not get that. They did not get that treatment. They did not get that penalty for what was going on there. You're then going to turn around and give Baylor the death penalty for this. And I don't mean to make it a discussion of what's worse, the stuff going on with kids or the stuff
right,
going on with females here. They're both horrid. And I would think in general you'd put them in somewhat of the same category, and you're going to not give Penn State the death penalty. You're going to give Baylor the death penalty. You will then have people crying preferential treatment for Penn State.
I think there are some ways that you can view them as apples and oranges, though, and one of them is that a lot of the problems with Penn State, like, you know, Sandusky was not an assistant coach at the time that all of this came to light. And a lot of it was back from 2001, and they finally got around to bringing it up in 2011, 2012. Well, they caught Baylor in the act on a lot of this stuff. And even when Baylor started, you know, covering it up and Art Briles was still there, well, a lot of these things were still going on. I think that even though a lot of the people that were in the program at that time are gone, you're still close enough to that situation that you could inflict a different penalty and say, it's because we caught you red-handed and you were doing it now. I think that would make a pretty sizable difference than what they did with Penn State, which was what you did was horrible, but it did happen 15 years ago, and the pedophile that you were employing is no longer there. And plus, you know, Joe Paterno died, which was a sizable factor in all of it, too.
All right, so if Art Briles died, would you let Baylor off the hook?
No. But, man, it just – and it went so far beyond Art Briles. You know, the fact that Ian McCaw has a job as the AD at Liberty is pretty appalling, and I think that Liberty is probably going to have to get him out of there at some point. But
I mean, I get it. I guess I just – I fail to see – how there is that much of a difference.
But you told me you're on board with the Big 12 titles thing.
Yeah, if you want to take away their Big 12 titles, sure. Again, I don't come from a spot of defending Baylor, thinking Baylor doesn't deserve a lot of bad things. I think there are people involved here that deserve a lot of punishment and bad things to happen. What I hate is, much like with the Penn State situation, I just rode the fence on what do you do? I don't know. I don't know what you do, because I don't also think that it's fair to punish just innocent fans. I mean, just think about it. No, nobody wants to, but this is what I've said all along with this. Think about, had this happened in Manhattan, God forbid, you would have no idea that it's going on just like this. You would have nothing to do with it, and all of a sudden you're just going to have no more competitive football for 2-3 decades. I mean, because of that happening, I just hate all the fallout and collateral damage that happens from this as well. It's a difficult situation to handle. So I just have never been in a firm camp of like, okay, Baylor needs to get the death penalty. Baylor needs to be kicked out of the conference. Definitively, I think it's more complicated than that. I don't want to knee-jerk react here and go completely to one end of the spectrum.
There's going to be collateral. There's no doubt about that. And it does suck for the fans. But at a certain point, I think that justice is more important, and you know, they'll get over it. They'll find a way through it.
I guess I want justice to happen while doing the least amount of collateral damage possible.
Right.
To me,
and that is a very, very hard scale
yes,
to balance.
Yes, it's a very, very difficult thing to balance. And there are people that are way above my pay grade that make those decisions, and it's not going to be me. It just sort of like I'll try and draw on a comparison here. You know, I mean, you have terrorist groups. You can't just go out and bomb the whole area. I mean, it's more complex than that. We're not just out here to make the Baylor sand glow.
Right.
I don't need that to happen. I think it is more complex than that, is a way that I'm trying to say this. At 5'10", Alex Barnes potentially chasing a Darren Sproles record. Could be breaking it as well. But when we come back, I'm not sure which one of these things Tyler told me earlier today is scarier. You're listening to The Game.